Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 47 on February 2nd, 2019. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Cleveland Cliffs, Halliburton, and Texas Instruments, and we discuss three new trades on Transocean Group, IBM, and Starbucks. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners, so if you have any questions about the trades presented here or about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can send questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. And I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading so that you can follow along on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit our YouTube channel, and it's for The Weekly Option. So the markets had a pretty nice week with the U.S. equity markets rising roughly 1.5% this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 326 points. To finish the week at 25,063 points, and the S&P 500 index increased 41 points, closing on Friday at 2,706 points. Now this week, there are 532 publicly traded companies in the U.S. that will announce quarterly earnings. On Monday, we'll hear from Google, and then on Tuesday, I'll be watching Anadarko Petroleum, ADM, Allstate, Spirit Airlines, Walt Disney, and then Jones Lang LaSalle. On Wednesday, Eli Lilly, Boston Scientific, General Motors, GoPro, MetLife, and TravelZoo will report earnings. And on Thursday, Yum Brands, Kellogg Company, Expedia Group, NGL Energy Partners, Grubhub, and Twitter will announce their earnings. And then on Friday, we'll finish up the week with Phillips 66 reporting quarterly earnings. So quite a few this week to keep an eye on. And as far as the topic of the week, I was actually trying to think of what would actually help. And I have a few topics that are a little more complex, but I'll save those for a later date so we get to talk about some more complex concepts in my my option trading class, theoptionstudio.com. But this week, I'd like to discuss break-even points. So what exactly is a break-even point? So if you listen to some of the previous shows, I've had shows where every week I announce the break-even point. Sometimes I reference that I'm using a break-even point to make a trading decision. So what exactly is a break-even point? Well, a break-even point is the point in the underlying, right? So it's based on stock movement. It's the point in the underlying where your profits are at zero. So let's say you buy an option, right? If you buy a call option and you pay money up front for that call option, your break-even point is actually going to be a higher level in the stock price. So if I pay 30 cents for the 25 strike call option, my break-even point is at 25.30. And if I pay 30 cents for the 25 strike put option, the break-even point is actually $24.70. So it's the point where you have neither lost or made any money. So if you buy an option, then you have to actually make the money that you paid back for that option before you get to the break-even point. And if you sell an option, that means you make money coming in. So you actually have to get to the point where you are back down to zero, right? So let's say I sold a 25 call at 30 cents. Right. Well, the funny thing about that is I collect 30 cents, but even with selling, the break even point on that call is still $25.30. Right. So whether you buy or sell the option, the break even point is going to be the same because if I sold that 25 call, I collect 30 cents at the time of sale. But at the point that the stock has 30 cents of intrinsic value, right, then I no longer have made any, I've lost all the money that I've collected up front. So break-even points are great because they help you just know where zero is, meaning if you go beyond that break-even point, you start to lose money. So it's always good to know where you're either targeting or what you want to avoid. And the break-even point is a great tool to have, a great tool to be able to calculate whether or not, like, where that option starts to make money, and hence where you are making or losing money based on if you bought or sold that option. Now, the way I use them, I tend to use break-even points because if I've made money, I don't like giving that money back. And so I know that if I make a trade shortly before or shortly after the break-even point, I will either be locking in profit or limiting loss. And if it goes much beyond the break-even point, like if I sold the option and it goes beyond the break-even point, then I am officially losing money. If I bought the option and it goes beyond the break-even point, then I'm making money. So it's very important, once again, and to be aware of this as one of your metrics in analyzing your risk. And I love options, as you guys should know by now, but I love options because it's all math-based. There's so many simple mathematical equations that you can use to really just understand your position. And it can be as simple as understanding your maximum gain, your maximum loss, and your break-even point. Those three numbers right there can help you decide if you want to partake or participate in a new trade, or if you think it's time to exit or hold a trade that you already have in your account. So break-even points are great. They're very useful. Definitely, hopefully, if you're trading options, you are adept at calculating them and use them to analyze your positions and hopefully lock in more profits and mitigate or limit losses, right? So that's the topic for the week. And of course, if you guys have any topics that you'd really like me to cover in the upcoming shows, something that you're just not understanding or want to just wrap your mind around, just email me. You can reach me, of course, at eric@theweeklyoption.com, and I'll gladly respond to your email and possibly even add it as a topic of the week on the show. And it could be really useful. So that's that. Let's move into the trades from last week. It's a bit of a mixed bag, but we will at least start off pretty happy. So the covered call. I mentioned last week, Cleveland Cliffs, symbol CLF, Charles Larry Frank. At the time, the stock was trading for $9.61, and we looked at buying that stock and selling the February 10 call at 41 cents with the hope of making 8.32% return on our capital in 3 weeks. Well, Cleveland Cliffs stock rose 92 cents this past week, finishing the week at $10.53 per share. The February 10 call, which we sold against stock, is now in the money, and that allows us to lock in that 8% return on capital if the stock gets called away. So it's always nice to start off with a nice strong win, right? Where else can you make 8% in a week? It's just simple math with options. So you could exit that trade right now, but most likely, like, the good thing is this is an American option. So if you get assigned, if the owner of that option, whoever bought the option from you, if they decide that they want to go ahead and take the stock, then they can. Otherwise, you just need to keep an eye on it because there's still 2 weeks left until expiration. And so you want to make sure that that prices don't fall back below $10 per share. So something to keep track of, right? So our next trade was our credit spread. And we looked at Halliburton this time, symbol HAL, Howard Adam Larry. The stock at the time was $32.10. And we looked at selling the February 32-31 half put spread at 17 cents. And that creates a maximum loss of 33 cents. So Halliburton stock rose 2 cents, thankfully, this week, ending at $32.12 per share. The put spread, which we sold, is still out of the money, However, the spread hasn't lost much value, mostly because the stock price is still near our short strike, which is the option that we sold, that 32 strike put. So that's okay. We know that if the stock prices stay right here or go higher, we win on this trade. And at this point, I wouldn't make any adjustments. If I try to buy the spread back in, if I try to close it out, I'm actually going to lock in a 6 cent loss just due to crossing the bid ask spread. So this spread has 2 weeks left. I'd leave it on, and I'll be keeping an eye on it just to see what happens with the stock. But again, the goal here is for stock to finish higher than $32 per share. And if we do that, if it does that, I get to keep my 17 cents that I collected when I sold this put spread. Then our final trade from last week is a debit spread on Texas Instruments, symbol TXN, Thomas X-Ray Nancy. At the time, the stock was trading for $104.41. And I looked at buying the February 103-104 call spread for 63 cents. That creates a maximum gain of 37 cents or 58.73% return in 3 weeks, which is phenomenal. So Texas Instruments stock fell $2.42 per share this week, ending the week at $101.99. So our in-the-money call spread, the in-the-money call spread I bought last week, is now out of the money, and I hate that. We can buy the spread back in right now for 33 cents. Of course, if we were to add to it, we'd have to do so for 50 cents. So the bid-ask spread is 17 cents, pretty wide on the spread. But right now, that means a total loss if I were to try to exit this trade of 30 cents for the week. That's not good. Of course, there's 2 weeks left in this trade, so we have some decisions, right? If you think the market's going to head lower, you look to sell a higher strike call spread to offset some of the losses. And if you think the strikes need to be higher than 104 strike, just to make sure you don't create a scenario where you lose on two spreads instead of just one, right? You don't want to guarantee yourself a loss. And then, of course, if you think the market is going to head higher, you can sell a put spread against it, or just hold on to this position. And my current thought is, when I look at the chart for this, the price chart for this stock for Texas Instruments, my current thought is that the market pulled back, and it only pulled back to a short-term moving average level. I think it was the 10-day average. Now, this price range that we're in has been significant a few times over. I think back in November, and even prior to that, it's worked both as support and resistance at times. And I'm expecting it to act as support right now for a price rally. And because of that, I'm actually not going to do anything to change this trade just yet. I want to see how the stock moves at the beginning of the week and see if it's going to move confidently in one direction or the other. And essentially, I need more confirmation from the market before I'm going to adjust this trade, because I think it might still be a winner. It's got two more weeks left. I'd be fine closing the trade by selling it and then selling another spread to fully offset the loss of capital, meaning offset that 30 cent loss if the price doesn't come back in the next few days. So with 2 weeks left, I'm definitely going to be a little trigger happy. I'm going to be watching closely to see if I can make my money back in this trade, and if I'm actually going to be able to make my expected return. But if I don't, if the market keeps moving against me, if it keeps going lower, I'm going to look to sell the spread out and sell some other spreads against it to go ahead and make my money back and try and finish the month at even on this particular trade. So that's it for this week's trades. Last week's trades. Let's go ahead and cover this week's trades. I think there's some good ones out there. And this will most likely be the last show that I create new trades for February. Of course, we have 2 weeks left in February expiration. It's always weird when the first day of the month is a Friday, because that actually is a, it counts as one of the days. for options expiration. So options expire on equity options in the U.S., I should say, expire on the third Friday of the month. And so when the first of a month is actually on a Friday, that means you really only have two more weeks of trading that expiration or that option month. So that's where we are right now. 2 weeks left in February option trading. So we're looking at a covered call to start on Transocean Group. Symbol is RIG, R-I-G, Richard Isaac George. And the stock finished the week really low. It's $8.71 per share. And I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the February 9 call at 18 cents. This would create a 5.42% return in 2 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying Transocean stock for $8.72, and then, of course, selling the February 9 call at 18 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $9 per share. Because if the stock goes above our strike price, then not only do we get to make the difference between where we're buying that stock and where our option strike is, because that's where the person who buys that call option from us gets to collect stock at $9. So we'd make the difference between $9 and $8.71. So we make that 29 cents. And we sold that option for 18 cents. We get to keep that 18 cents. So all in, it's a great return. That's how we end up with these great returns on our risk capital with the covered call. Now, I've spoken on previous shows why I'm not a big fan of covered calls. It's hard to hedge a downward move in that stock. When that happens, you're kind of stuck there. I mean, there are things that you can do. But the moment I make another option trade against it, I no longer am trading a covered call. So, but that's fine. Let's move on to our next trade, which is the credit spread on IBM, International Business Machines. Of course, the stock symbol itself is IBM, Isaac Barry Matthew. Stock finished this week at $134.10 per share. And I'm looking at selling the February 133-132 put spread, collecting 35 cents, and that creates a maximum loss scenario of 65 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the Feb 133 put at $1.77 and then buying the Feb 132 put for $1.42. Now, this is the credit spread because we are selling the spread. And this trade makes money. It makes the most money if stock prices stay above $133 per share. So this spread right now is about a dollar out of the money. Hopefully it remains that way or higher. But we'll definitely be keeping watch because this is, again, a two-week trade. It's a February trade. And then our final trade for this week's show is a debit spread on Starbucks. Symbol SBUX. Sam Brian Uncle X-Ray. Stock finished this week at $68.11 per share. And I'm looking at buying the February 67.5-68 call spread for 32 cents. That creates a maximum gain scenario of 18 cents, or that's 56.25% return on your money in 2 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the February 67.5 call for $1.15. And then you'd sell the February 68 call at 83 cents. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread. And this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $68 per share. Stays above $68 per share, our in the money call spread stays in the money. And we know that it'll expire at a full value of the spread. The value of the spread, of course, is the difference between the strikes. So that's 50 cents in the scenario. So that's it for this week. Welcome to the month of February. Can you believe we are already 1 month into 2019? Like, the older I get, it seems like the faster time goes by. And I'm just, I almost feel like I'm playing catch up. But the good thing is that this is episode 47. And we are just five episodes away from my 52nd weekly show. So 1 year, And I'm going to do something. I've got to figure out what the promotion's going to be. Maybe give away something to one of my listeners. And I don't know, it's going to be great. But why don't you guys email me and let me know what suggestions you have. Maybe I'll create a prize that you guys suggest, and we'll go ahead and pass it out. We'll do a raffle or something like, not a raffle, but I guess it would be a raffle, but either way, we'll do a sweepstakes for one of the listeners to get the prize. So, of course, you can email me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. And that's it. I hope you guys have a great weekend and a great week. Happy trading. So long. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.